This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Frostbite and hypothermia, major concerns in weather like this. Temperatures are in the teens or single digits across the north. In some cases, readings below zero with incredibly low wind chills.
It looks cold through the weekend and even into early next week, still looks below normal.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
If you are outdoors, make sure you're dressed in layers and that the skin is covered, because it won't take long to start getting frostbite in temperatures this cold.
And snowbound Erie, Pennsylvania could get some more snow heading into the weekend. President Trump, eager for more legislative achievements before Washington's focus shifts to the midterm elections, plans to open the new year by meeting with Republican congressional leaders at Camp David to map out the 2018 legislative agenda. That meeting is planned for the first weekend in January. The election is over, but not the controversy in Alabama.
Alabama's canvassing board meets today to officially declare Democrat Doug Jones the winner of that state's December 12th U.S. Senate race over Republican Roy Moore. But Moore has filed a last-minute lawsuit trying to stop it, arguing for a fraud investigation and even a new election. But Alabama's Secretary of State says he's found no evidence of voter fraud. Meanwhile, Jones, who beat Moore by about 20,000 votes, is scheduled to be sworn in as that state's next U.S. Senator on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Matt Small, Washington.
14 boys in Toledo, Ohio, pleading not guilty to murder charges and the death of a Michigan man killed in a car on an interstate when a sandbag was tossed from an overpass. Judge has ordered the suspects to remain jailed. As that case proceeds, boys range in age from 13 to 15. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 40 points. NASDAQ futures 18 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A court in Myanmar has dropped additional charges against two foreign journalists arrested in October for allegedly flying a drone over parliament.
Lau Hon Meng, a Singaporean, and Mok Choy Lin, a Malaysian, working for the Turkish state broadcaster TRT, will be freed from detention together with a local interpreter and driver after serving a two-month prison sentence for illegally flying a drone. Authorities dropped the serious charges of importing a drone without permission and immigration violations against the foreigners after concluding that the journalists and the staff did not intend to endanger national security. In a separate case, a court extended the detention of two Reuters journalists and set their trial for January on charges of violating state secrets. I'm Zaria Shakili.
China says instead of blaming it for a serious opioid abuse problem, the U.S. should look within, see what's causing the demand for opioids. News and analysis, townhall.com. Couple dozen people spent some cold hours last night stranded off New York.
A ferry carrying more than two dozen people hit a sandbar in the waters off New York City and got stuck for hours. One passenger said they were about 10 minutes into the trip and then just came to a screeching halt, and everybody pretty much went flying. It happened on the city-sponsored, privately run ferry that left the Rockaway Peninsula in Queens with 27 people aboard. Officials say 23 passengers and one crew member were safely removed sometime before 11 p.m. No injuries were reported. I'm Shirley Smith.
Pennsylvania has agreed to return control of Philadelphia's public school system to the city after 16 years of state oversight. Governor Tom Wolf says he'll accept the recommendation of the School Reform Commission to turn control of the district over to a locally appointed school board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Memorial Day. It is what we do to remember those that have fallen, paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Over a million Americans have paid that price. Is that number incredible? And as we've been saying, every day is Memorial Day for the families of the fallen. And our prayers, our love, and our gratitude is extended to those families. We're going to talk about, a saying that if you don't know, if you don't know what you stand for, and if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So the question is, do Americans stand for anything, or is America helpless in the face of the radical beliefs of others? I would say probably if you were to run a survey on that, you'd find a good percentage, not the majority, but a good percentage of people know what they believe in. That seems to be clear, but what is happening is we've become a 50-50 nation, and I would say in large part because 50% really don't know what they stand for. They have let go of the founding principles that Bruce Thatcher writes about in his book Rise and Decline. And in his study of four nations and empires and what happened to them when they unraveled and are no more, they are left in the annals of history. Will America soon find itself in the same position? But to Bruce's point, and what our next guest is saying, is when you let go of your founding principles, you've got trouble in River City, and that could be the beginning of the end. Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Larkin Spivey is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, retired Marine Corps officer. He commanded infantry and reconnaissance units in combat, was trained in parachute, submarine, ranger, and special forces operation. He was with the blockade force during the Cuban Missile Crisis and served President Nixon in the White House. Colonel Semper Fi, good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you for the book. This book, though it's not a 900-page thesis, you've got 900 pages worth of wisdom in this. What do we stand for? American ideals in the war against Islamic Jihad.
Thank you, Bill. I have written quite a few other books, mm-hmm. and I purposely wrote this one to make it easy to pick up and read. It doesn't have any extraneous material in it. I just tried to get right to the point of of what our threat is today and what we have to believe to counter that threat.
Well, I think for, you know, these young kids, particularly millennials, when we look over the campuses and what's being demonstrated on the campuses of the United States today, you just shake your head, Colonel, because you're going, what have these kids learned, if anything? What do they know about our country? I mean, they come to events wearing shirts that represent communism and fascism, yet they're the first ones to yell about other people being fascist, and they don't even know what the heck they stand for. They just think it's cool, and it's, you know, what the crowd is doing. So, you know, they, they're in the in crowd, so to speak, touting communist ideals, abandoning freedoms that we enjoy in this country, and they've been slipping away ever so slowly that, dare I say, this 80, almost 90 million demographic of millennials, if they don't get their act together pretty quick, America that we know and that you and I grew up with will be no more.
I think you got your finger right on the problem there, Bill. It's an education crisis. We just aren't teaching our young people history. You know, obviously, clearly, the founding of America is a Christian story. And when you lose track of that, you have nothing to hang your hat on so far as what makes America what it is.
You know, exactly, because when you consider who came together, the men that came together to found this country, what did they look at? You know, they looked at Judeo principles, they looked at Christian principles, they looked at the Word of God, they looked at history. I mean, they started with a clean sheet of paper, Colonel. I mean, if you and I were to sit in a room and we got a bunch of our good, well-thinking buddies around and said, hey, let's create a constitution, I don't know that we could match what they came up with, but for the grace of God.
It is truly a miracle what happened in 1787. That those 55 men got together in that small room in Philadelphia, just like you said, with a large group that wanted no federal government, and another group that thought they needed a federal government, and how they came out of 4 months of arguing and bickering and compromising with this thing that we call our Constitution. It's the greatest gift that any people has ever been given, and that's us, our Constitution, which comes down from this amazing group of Christian men. I mean, there were 55 men there, 51 of them were members of churches, and they were all raised in Christian families, and they were all well-versed in the Bible and biblical mm-hmm. principles, and these principles were part and parcel of what they created there at that convention.
Well, Colonel, because they tried to dance around the issue of what many of them had escaped, and that was a government-controlled religion, they left it a bit nebulous. And in the process of doing that, it did leave a little bit, you know, for interpretation. This is why you hear today our former president saying that, kind of asking that same question that many ask about God. You know, did God really say, you know, did the founding fathers really say? But if it's elastic, then that means, then it becomes interpretive. And this is what we have in our court system today, which opens the door to activism of judges, which we've seen time and again. Case in point, I was born and raised in California. I saw 8 million votes be eradicated and vaporized with the signature of an activist judge out of the Bay Area. And, you know, California, they didn't even whimper over that, Colonel.
Yeah.
But yet, the very same people, the same activists and those that represent that political side will yell and scream because we want to make sure that the people who vote are properly documented, that they have proper identification so we could eliminate voter fraud, God forbid.
Well, Bill, on the issue of church and state, this is one of the American ideals that I write about in this little book, the fact that our government does not dictate to us in matters of religion. Now, that's gotten a little bit confused by Thomas Jefferson, who wrote to some people and used the phrase wall of separation between church and state, which is kind of the source of a lot of the bickering and carrying on we have about prayer in schools and not having the Ten Commandments in courtrooms and things like that. But we should not lose sight of the fact that this separation, this ideal of keeping the government out of religion has been a great feature of our government, of our history. And it's led, in my opinion, to better government and purer religion. And it stands in total contrast to the Islamic principles of Sharia law.
Exactly.
And submission to a theocracy.
Exactly.
These are not ideals that are compatible with ours whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, Larkin, we got to go to break. Thank you for being with us. More from Colonel Spivey on the other side of the break, America. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For?
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming to you absolutely live. I'm Bill Martinez on this very independent radio show. Good to have you with us. Colonel Arkin Spivey, retired Marine Corps officer, is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad. Colonel, before we went to break, we were talking about the separation of church and state, which came from, a letter from Thomas Jefferson, which has now become doctrine within this country for lots of reasons. But, you know, I go back to what our founding fathers had intended, what they purposed with the Constitution. Clearly, the one who had preeminent position in this, when we were talking about setting up this government, was God himself. He was honored, and right off the bat, the founding fathers talked about the immutable rights that every human being had in this country because of God who had created them, and that they should have every right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not because of the government, because of our Creator himself. So, whatever people want to say, foundationally, God, who has blessed this nation repeatedly over the years, we look back in history and we see God's hand of providence upon this country time and time again, from its early founding through, through the Revolutionary War, you know, even the Civil War, every way, all the way through, you can see the hand of providence. And I think it's quite arrogant for some people to say, you know, basically they're saying, okay, God, we'll take it from here, right?
That's right. And you're right. Our founders very intentionally turned to God when they cut the ties of royal authority with the British crown. They purposefully looked to God. As it says in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote it, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And Alexander Hamilton said, our rights, the sacred rights of mankind, are written as with a sunbeam by the hand of God himself. And so our founders turned to God as the source of their rights. And it was a unique, it created a unique nation where the most important person in this nation is not the president or a member of Congress. It's you and me, the individual citizens, who have the relationship to God. We're the ones that have the rights, and we're the ones that set up and elect our government. And this concept of the individual citizen is totally at odds with any dictatorial system or any theocratic system or any system where the citizens are expected to submit or to be cogs in a wheel, or to be a village raising our children, or whatever the liberal progressive people think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to purpose, it is He who created us, as Miles Monroe taught me when I was going to Bible college. I love that man. He changed my life, I got to tell you. And years later, then, of course, Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life. But I'll tell you, Miles Monroe had such a profound impact on me directly, Colonel, about living on purpose. And this is the thing. We get our purpose from the manufacturer. Just like, you buy a toaster, and what do? You open up the instructional manual. Yeah. The guy who designed the toaster says, this is how it works, right? And, right? And so this is what Miles had shared with our class, and I embraced it, as you can tell, heartily. And so here we are. I mean, even as a nation, what is our purpose? You know, the thoughts of man, I'm sure it at times becomes entertaining for God and the angels in heaven. Go ahead.
But if you don't believe this, that God created us and that God has given us our rights, then you've got to go to your own answer to where you come from and where your rights come from. Mm-hmm. And if they come from your government, you're on pretty shaky ground.
Exactly. Well, because then at that point, what the government giveth, it can taketh away. And we've seen that happen time and time again.
in regard to the imminent danger that America faces today. And I think it's quite interesting, Colonel. We hear a lot about the wall today. And when you look back in the Old Testament and you read the story of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall, you know, people need to understand what is a wall there for and what does it represent? And it's interesting that at this time and season of the country, when we have opened ourselves up to all kinds of thought. I remember being in Los Angeles with the Rodney King riots. And one of the things that Rodney King said to everybody, he said, you know, why can't we all just get along? And I got to tell you, Colonel, I asked God that question. And I said, God, why can't we all get along? And came back loud and clear without hesitation, because good and evil can't coexist. And we need to understand the difference between good and evil, don't we?
Well, you've laid it out. Yes, that's well put.
And I think that's what you addressed in your book in these different topics. It comes back to where, as my golf instructor used to say, Bill, at some point the club face has to hit the ball in the right spot, you know, for it to do what you expected it to do. And you know, go ahead.
If I could just make one point, Bill, I've tried to emphasize throughout this little book that I don't think we're at war with Islam. Talk about good and evil. I know many loyal American citizens who are Muslim, and many of them have served in the military with great distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am trying to distinguish here what is really evil. And to me, it's the Islamic jihadism that threatens the whole world with an effort to subdue the world in the name of Islam. And this is a radical belief, but, you know, there are 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, and what percentage are Islamic jihadists, we really don't know. And 1% of that number is still a big number.
No, you're exactly right, Colonel. And look what happened when Donald Trump, you know, confronted the 50 leaders there in Saudi Arabia. I mean, it wasn't that they took him out and tarred and feathered him. I mean, they were inspired to understand that from the words of the Quran itself in driving them out, the duty was on their side to drive the infidels of their religion out, these radicals that have hijacked their religion, if they want to cohabitate with a peaceful West and a peaceful world.
Well, unfortunately, this is not a problem in Saudi Arabia alone. In America, we think we're threatened by terrorism, and we are. We see it in Europe. We see isolated incidents in the United States. But we also have a group of very dedicated jihadists that are living among us. Mm-hmm. The Muslim Brotherhood came here in the 1950s. And they have spawned Muslim student associations in most of our universities and various other front groups like CARE and others, which are carefully going about Islamizing America. Mm-hmm. And they have a plan to do it, and it may take them 100 years, but they're dedicated to it. And this is a threat that we need to appreciate. And it's going to be a difficult road to fight it.
Well, to your point,
we can only fight it if we know what we believe in.
Exactly. And to your point, FBI experts who've come on the show, Colonel, have said that there are over 1,000 investigations that involve every state of the union. That's how pervasive it has become. Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand has done extensive research, written 2 books on what has happened within our own government, that there are operatives within our own government at high levels having access to top secret information who are beholden to the Muslim Brotherhood. So to your point, exactly right. Colonel Larkin Spivey, a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer, his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Many were very sad over the weekend to hear the news of Jerry Lewis. I grew up watching Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, and oh my goodness, what a team. And of course, Jerry Lewis, for all the great humanitarian work he did. Telethons will not be the same. All the hard work and what he did for muscular dystrophy, most incredible, and what a body of work. We were blessed to be in his trajectory of his life, for all the fun and memories and the kinetic humor that he caused us to enjoy and belly laugh through. Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis, and Godspeed to you, and prayers for all your family and your loved ones. Dr. Josh Umber joins us right now. We're going to talk about concierge medicine revolution. If you've been around at all on this show, you've heard me brag about Dr. Umber. I think, at a time when we consider our government and what they have failed to do in terms of repealing and replace, we've said for a long time that, we're about self-rule. This is about self-responsibility. If you're looking to the government to be the answer for you, that's the first problem, okay? We're big boys and girls. We know what to do, how to take care of our families. And what Josh Umber has done has laid out through Atlas MD, something that many are saying,
saying is quite revolutionary. But Dr. Umber, first of all, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, as I say, many people and punters say this is quite revolutionary. But the fact is concierge medicine in one form or another has been around since there's been doctors, right?
Actually, yeah, it's been around forever. The latest trend started late 90s because mm-hmm. healthcare was starting to be problematic. But really, there's a Dr. Chaplin. She's a medical historian. She wrote a book about how medicine in the 20s and 30s was membership-based and how naturally that balanced the demands of the patient and the physician. And it was only after insurance got involved that started to get eroded. So, you know, all things come back into style.
Well, and as you say, the insurance companies come into play, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of money here. And when there's a lot of money that can be wielded, then it's too tempting for government to come in and say, okay, how can we tap into that resource? Is it that simple?
Yes and no. I think we blame government and insurance a lot. And personally, I like to blame physicians. I feel like we blamed everyone else and nothing changed.
Right.
When we actually took onus of it ourselves and said, okay, instead of asking insurance or pharmacy or government to fix the problem, we're the gatekeepers of care. We're on the front line. My patient can't afford a medicine. You know, I should be looking to see how I can help them afford that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We really rejected as a profession the idea of business development because it feels like a good physician can't be focused on finances and patient care. But in reality, I find the two hard to separate.
Mm-hmm.
If we take our oath seriously of do no harm, that has to include do no financial harm.
Exactly.
If we dive into that, then we find ways to get our patients their medicines wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
If they're wholesale, they're 95% less, even for some cancer medicines. But your monthly migraine medicine, that's $200 that we get for $5 by being a little business savvy, well, we've done great things for your health. And your family.
Yeah, and the prescription prices and what you've been able to do, as you say, in doing no harm and doing a lot of benefit. My old mentor used to say, particularly as it related to radio, that whenever you had contact with your clientele, you wanted to elicit a positive emotional response. And you're definitely doing this with your program because, you know, just even as you say, in the prescription basis, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, boy, that's a big savings and a big help, you know, for people.
That is. And we can apply that to everything. So this is concierge medicine for everyone, or the new buzz term, direct care, direct primary care,
mm-hmm.
unlimited visits, no copays, free procedures. And it's not that insurance or government were bad. They just were adding to a system that was already too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley is successful because they streamline the process of buying things, of getting a car, of you know, booking a hotel room. Whatever that is, they're improving it and simplifying it.
Exactly.
You apply those same principles to healthcare. And when you say, well, I need insurance because my medicine is $200, or I don't need insurance because my medicine is $5, well, that's a simpler thing. It's not that insurance is bad. They were just not as innovative as they could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I love my life insurance. I love my car insurance, my home insurance. But I never used that's why it's affordable. If we tried to insure gasoline, then we'd have the same problem with car insurance.
Exactly.
So it's really about changing the national conversation to be less, how do we get health insurance for everybody, and how do we get health care for everybody and insure the small 20% that remains that is truly expensive.
Well, what you're talking about is one rail of this aspect of healthcare, and what we touched on here just a moment, you know, just a moment ago, which I think is important people to understand the dynamic tension that is existing here, and that is that you know, it's that old business model that people do that which they get rewarded for. Congress, our government, has been rewarded with this model that is currently existing, and this is why they're fighting for it in such a way is that this is going to upend. You know, a funding stream for their reelection if they, you know, if they do something like this. I mean, there's a disturbance in the force here, Dr. Umber, you know, with what direct pay is doing, right?
Yes, I think so. Innovation is always a little hard, a little messy, right? We
we were taught a little bit that industries can be too big to fail, and most good capitalists would have disagreed with that. What we're seeing now, again, very similar to Silicon Valley, is that this is a bit of a messy process. Companies need to be built and compete, and if so, die off, all in that hunt for a better value for the consumer. And if we do that to healthcare, what we at first react by saying, oh, no, this is a little intimidating. But what we can do at the same time is say, let's embrace the change and see how we can all benefit. Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, they can both see something they like here because they want to improve the access to care, but they want to lower the cost. They want to help more Medicaid people, but there's not money in the budget. Insurance companies, the ones that we've worked with, have said their profit margins are several times higher by working with this model than against it, because now you have small groups of doctors out-competing Walmart when it comes to the cost on medication. And inherent in that, you have a broken system when a broken market.
Yes.
When small groups of doctors can out-compete the second largest retailer in the world, the largest that does medications, until Amazon gets into pharmaceuticals, which they're doing.
Right.
And so we've insured and added bureaucracy to a cash transaction that should be very simple.
Exactly.
If patients can get their medicine for a penny a pill, it really does change the insurance question entirely. It's
exactly. Scary,
but lots of opportunity at the same time.
Mm. What about the catastrophic element?
The old phrase is, you take the risk you can afford to take, and you insure the rest. So I can afford to fill my car with gasoline. I don't want to total my car and not have insurance. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is very similar. Now that we look through the lens of innovation, well, 80% of what most patients need is primary care.
Exactly.
If I can do most of your primary care for pennies on the dollar, now we're only insuring a small piece, and that becomes affordable.
Right. What a novel concept. Dr. Josh Umber continues with us. We're talking concierge medicine that has become the revolution, direct pay model, and we're going to get into it a little bit more. Last time we had Dr. Umber on, we were inundated with all kinds of emails wanting to know more information. Of course, he is the founder of Atlas MD, and we have website information and contact information as well, not only for patients, but for doctors as well, who say, this is interesting. Maybe I need to adopt this model. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're talking health care, repealing, replacing. We don't have to wait for the government. You can make a personal family decision to repeal and replace government health care the way it's been presented to us. And we have Dr. Josh Umber with us, who has been at the forefront of the direct pay model. They're calling it a concierge revolution. Dr. Umber, how did you come up with Atlas MD? How did that come about?
To my days when my dad was a trash man. And growing up, he was a trash man. Now a lawyer, though. So, of course, I still tell people he's a trash man. It's less embarrassing. But he had such a great business model. You pay monthly, we picked up weekly. And then when I was a pre-med student, medical student, shadowing doctor's offices, I saw how cumbersome the whole business of medicine was. And to be successful in that space, you had to be successful at pushing paper more so than patient care. And we said, well, this doesn't work. And we started exploring, you know, other doctors who were doing insurance rate models. And it had been around, like you said, since the late 90s, but really haphazard or cumbersome, every doctor doing something different. And they didn't quite appreciate the full value that they could bring to patients. And that's what we tried to do. Do the whole thing, unlimited visits, no co-pays, pre-procedures, wholesale medicine, wholesale labs, work with the employer to decrease insurance premiums by 60%. Just where can we be helpful, which is sort of Amazon-esque. Jeff Bezos says be consumer-obsessed, and we want to think that we're patient-obsessed.
Right.
If we can help you get better care, faster care, cheaper care, then we are doing what we should be doing as a physician. And we just, you know, nothing was too good to not be questioned. And as we kept questioning why the system was structured as it is, we kept finding better ways to do it. And our patients have rewarded us by embracing the model and helping it to grow across the country.
And this has turned out to be a win-win proposition. I mean, for the doctors as well as the patients. I can understand, you know, when you're looking at the old model and you're thinking, okay, wow, we're turning this thing upside down here. What is that going to do, you know, in terms of the doctor's income? Are they going to take a big hit here? You know, what is the big sacrifice? Especially, when you're dealing with that, the ideal, well, I got to make money, got to provide for my family. And, oh, yes, that's right. I am a doctor and I do want to provide
health care, and it's dealing, you know, going through that process and realizing, as you did, in going through the process that, boy, you know, dealing on a direct pay basis. And I have many friends who are doctors, Josh, so I understand the situation, especially with those that have been dealing with insurance companies that have to wait anywhere 90, 120 days for their payment. It could represent anywhere 35, 40% of their operating costs of their individual clinics and offices and that sort of thing. So it's no wonder that we pay, you know, $250 for an office visit when, you know, we can do it for, could be done for a lot less, and doctors could be a lot happy. Cash flow reigns supreme, and, and those of us who are looking for health care delivery, we're a lot happier because we're actually realizing better service for a lot less.
Right. The average physician would have 7 employees each just for the process of billing insurance and managing that workflow. We have 3 employees, all nurses, for 5 physicians. Mm-hmm. So we can pass that efficiency and cost savings down to you in a really interesting way. All we need to do is focus on the patients first, right? I mean, that's
exactly
the most essential thing. But inherent in that is if we protect the patient and their dollars, we are helping their employer and their dollars, and even protecting the health insurance company and their dollars. Because instead of taking one insurance card and going to the pharmacy and not knowing that there's a $10 copay for generic and a $20 copay for name brand, but there might be a $1,000 difference between the generic cost and the name brand cost.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that because you had a $10 difference. And if we don't give patients good information, how can they be good consumers? Well, that's the job of the doctor. I expect Amazon to present me with good prices. I'm a lazy consumer.
Right.
Do it for me. And we should do the same thing for our patients. We are the ones with all the training and licensing and education. I can bring my wealth of knowledge to the patient and say, well, here is 2 great options that are very cost effective for you. And one is at the pharmacy if you want to go there for full disclosure, but it's $80 for that medicine and we get it for 30 cents a month, which
right.
is a real example. Well, when given that good information, they tend to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the employer and the insurance company don't have to pay to push paper around, well, then that's a huge savings to everybody.
Exactly.
It's really about getting more care, but in a smarter way.
Now, Josh, last time we talked, I think you were up to 600 satellite facilities. Is that correct? I got to imagine it's much more than that now.
It's growing every month. Some months we add 20 new doctors. They're all independently owned and operated clinics. But as patients hear about this nationally across the radio, they're going to their doctors and saying, I want this. I need that for my medicine. You know, if they mention what I'm on, and it's unaffordable currently, but you can help out.
Exactly.
I had a patient, they were on a name brand diabetic medicine, not insulin, just for type 2. For 1 month of the name brand medicine, I could get 23 years of the generic medicine.
Wow.
It was insane. It is insane. That's
right.
So the patients are responding well and doctors are responding to them.
Well, how can they be in touch with you and Atlas MD so that if they want to look more into this model as a doctor or even as a patient, what is the best way to come in contact with the organization?
We have a website, atlas.md/Wichita for patients. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com at atlas/AtlasMD. And we also have a great map for patients to go find a direct care physician in their area. And that's atlas.md/map, M-A-P. So lots of ways for them to get online, to watch videos. They go to YouTube. They can see tons of videos about direct primary care.
Mm-hmm.
And most doctors are happy to take a phone call and answer their questions. So really, yeah, we just encourage them to contact us, reach out, learn more, and spread the word.
Well, and I want to have your people send us the link as well so we can link it on our website, Josh, at BillMartinezLive.com. So we'll surround this thing because I am so excited. I've been participating in concierge medicine before I even knew it was concierge medicine for many, many years with our kids, just because I knew enough to be dangerous. One of my dear friends, one of my best friends who's a doctor, he keeps saying that I'm going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license because I know enough to be I know enough to be dangerous, but I'm careful. But still, it's just the idea that I saw what was happening in his business. I'm a marketing guy, and like you, what you saw with your dad, you're going, wait a minute, you know, why can't this be adapted? I say number one. The second thing too is I'd like to see our elected officials on this concierge program instead of the program, you know, that they have been able to develop for themselves at our expense. Because I think that if that was the case, we could solve this problem a lot quicker and realistically, because clearly, you know, with the Republicans, if I can be just a little bit political here, with them having control of the White House and both houses of Congress, they still cannot seem to get this done. And I think, you know, speaking of dads, you know, my dad used to always say, you always have to use the right tool for the right job. And I think maybe that's what we're realizing, is that we, in looking to our government for this, they are perceptibly the wrong tool.
I agree. And the wrong tool being used in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But everybody's asked them to fix it, and they're not in a position to know how to fix it. So understandably, poor results come from that, which is, again, why we're really not anti-insurance or anti-government. We're pro-efficiency. It turns out the most efficient thing is less government in this. Now that you know it can be done affordably, it's really hard, though, for the government to kind of remove themselves from the equation. Mm. But if they do, amazing things will happen.
Well, this has to be amazing, you know, for, I think of the patients, you know, you talk about when they say thank you, they really mean it in such a way, because this is so comprehensive and life-changing for them, having been raised, you know, in a traditional way to connect with healthcare delivery, and now comes this concierge, this direct pay model, and, you know, if you're paying, you know, for example, $50 a month, I mean, do the math, you know, that's $600 a year for medical care, and you can come and see your doctor as often as you need to, right?
Right, and call, text, email. We've got an amazing technology. Let's use it.
Yes.
Why make a patient who's otherwise busy and swamped and dealing with the stresses of life drive across town to show the doctor their throat or a rash or talk about depression or anxiety? You know what's anxiety-provoking? Not being able to talk with your doctor.
Exactly.
So we can make them jump through all these hoops to do that. Oh, but those hoops aren't necessary anymore. And that ability to provide a better value to our patients is enormous.
This has to be exciting for you. I mean, you know, something you saw early as a young man with your father and applying it now into your medical practice and sharing the ideas with other doctors across the country and the patients that you're blessing as a result of this, Josh Umber. I thank you. I thank you for your commitment to you've been a blessing, you know, to our audience, and I know to your patients as well. And I would encourage them to go to your website, find out more information, especially those doctors who have tuned in, and say, look, this is something I need to look into. Yes, you need to do it sooner than later, because you've got many people out here in this country that need health care. They need the delivery of health care in the way in which you always thought it was possible. And Dr. Josh Umber has done a lot of hard work and a lot of experience. You've gone through many learning curves on this. And so it's all available to them. And once again, your website, Dr. Josh Umber.
Atlas.mg/map to find a doctor like this near you.
There is Dr. Josh Umber. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer.